You are now tuned into Financially Included, where money meets access. Proudly brought to you by FNB Namibia.
All right, welcome back to Financially Included, brought to you by FNB Namibia. And as promised on the line, we have Mr. Simpson Philippus. Mr. Simpson, how are you doing this evening?
Good, how are you, sir?
I'm good, thank you. Thank you very much for making the time to join us.
Okay.
So let's get right into it. Please introduce yourself to the listeners and tell us about your journey as a business owner.
My name is Simpson Philippus. I'm the owner of Simrace Investment.
Okay.
I own a retail shop in Havana.
A what shop, excuse me?
A retail shop.
Okay, okay.
Yes.
And,
then I also provide services like Cash Plus services.
Mm-hmm. So
yeah, basically Cash Plus, if for someone that doesn't really know what Cash Plus is,
mm-hmm.
Cash Plus is a financial platform. Whereby you can withdraw e-wallets. We withdraw e-wallets and deposit.
Okay.
Yes. So, it's more or less like an ATM.
Okay, okay.
Yes.
So, we'll get into the details of Cash Plus in just a moment, but I'd like to hear a bit about your journey as a retail shop owner. How long have you been the owner of this store?
My journey, maybe let me start where, I started this business in, 2020 was the year of Corona, right?
Yeah,
that's when I started. Okay, this business was actually brought by the whole Corona thing.
Mm-hmm.
In Corona, you see, people were going into shops one by one.
Yeah,
so that's how I came up with this idea of no man. People are going into shops one by one. Why? Because I was already in business, but then I was doing printing, which I'm still doing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I wasn't just so when I had this idea of people in my community are also going to the shops one by one, so why don't I bring these services closer?
Yeah,
so then that's how my retail shop was birthed.
And it's been alive since 2020.
Yes, it's been alive since 2020. It's actually a miracle for me to be operating up to date, because it wasn't really easy.
Yeah, I can imagine starting a business during COVID was not easy.
Yes.
Yes. So, you know, on this program, we are talking about financial inclusion. I'd like to hear, when you hear the term financial inclusion, what does it mean to you?
Financial inclusion. For me, financial inclusion is actually about bridging the gap in access financial services,
mm-hmm.
especially for underserved communities. It's more about empowering individuals and businesses with the knowledge and resources they need,
mm-hmm.
to make informed financial decisions and providing services that meet their unique needs.
Most definitely. And in your view, what would you say is the level of financial inclusion in Namibia as a whole?
For me, it's, with platforms like Cash Plus,
mm-hmm.
e-banking.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those platforms are actually doing the most.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So for me, I will say, we are getting there.
Yes. Okay, so now speaking of Cash Plus, can you walk us through how did you hear about Cash Plus, and then how did you become a Cash Plus agent?
Okay, can you repeat the question again? I hardly heard that.
I'm saying, how did you hear about this Cash Plus service, and then how did you become a Cash Plus agent?
Okay, for me, Cash Plus, maybe before I go into how I heard about Cash Plus.
Yeah.
Me personally, I used to work at the bank.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah, I used to work at the bank, but not for the bank. I used to work for a company called CCM.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, I was actually privileged for most of these platforms.
Yeah.
Because before they go into the communities and whatnot, we were the first people that were piloted with this information. So for me, I was actually advantaged because some of this information before it went out there, we were the first people to be taught about it, or maybe they used to test it with us.
Yeah.
So for me, I already had some of this information.
Mm-hmm.
So then now how I became a Cash Plus agent is because now I left the bank and then went full time into business.
Mm-hmm.
When I went full time into business, I decided to also venture into this Cash Plus. Because now I was having a retail business,
mm-hmm.
and which is one of the requirements for you to become a Cash Plus agent. You need to have a shop.
Does it have to be specifically a retail shop or just any business?
Then it used to be specifically a retail shop, but then now it changed.
Okay.
Just to accommodate each and everyone.
Yeah.
So then it used to be you needed to have a retail shop,
mm-hmm.
for you to become a Cash Plus agent.
Okay.
That's now then. But then now, since the need, the need became very much high, or the demand became high.
Yeah.
So then now you just need to have a business.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And that application process, what was that application process like?
The application process is just, you need to have a business which is registered,
mm-hmm.
with FNB. It needs to be a year old,
mm-hmm.
with FNB. And then, from there on, it's just like that. And then you can become a Cash Plus agent.
Okay. And the benefit, as a business owner, what are the benefits of being a Cash Plus agent?
The benefits of being a Cash Plus agent is also boost your sales. That's the first benefit.
Mm-hmm.
You earn commission.
Okay.
That's number two. Number three, I can say it's just a good feeling to help people who are in need of these services.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And so if I understand the Cash Plus service correctly, so people, let's say I come into your shop, I buy a few items. Do I need to buy items from your shop to make use of Cash Plus, or can I just come to your shop to withdraw money?
No, you don't necessarily need to buy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about other shops or in other shops how they operate it, but then in general you don't need to buy.
So in other words, you are basically an ATM.
Yes, you are basically an ATM.
Mm-hmm. In other words, you are providing financial services to your community. They don't have to go far into town or wherever to a physical bank.
100%.
Yes. So in a way, you are also fostering financial inclusion for your community.
For your community, yes.
Yes, and what has the feedback been like from the community since you've been a Cash Plus agent? How long have you been a Cash Plus agent?
I have been a Cash Plus agent. If not 5 years, it's 4 years.
Oh, so from the beginning?
Yeah, so from the beginning.
Yeah.
Yeah, from the beginning, I've been a Cash Plus agent. Maybe, the feedback, like for me now, most of the times when people ask me about this feedback and whatnot, if there was a customer, the customers would be the best people to answer this question.
Yeah.
But since now there's no customers, let me just answer it on their behalf.
Mm-hmm.
Feedback has been tremendous.
Yeah.
People are coming back and giving you you provide the best service. Like for me personally, I'm the one doing it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really have people that are helping me, but
USAFE prices on groceries are still the best in town.
Hello?
Hello, yes. Sorry.
Yes. Me personally, I'm also on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the times if you come to my shop, you'll find me there doing the job personally. So, people are giving good feedback, like, no, you guys are doing good. Now we have our bank here. They even boast about that. No, we in our location, we have a bank, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's great to hear the community impact that you being a Cash Plus agent is having. I mean, it's one, you're having the impact of being a business owner providing the retail service, but then also the financial services that you're providing for your community. It's very,
yes.
Very impactful.
Yes. And apart from all that, we don't only just, provide, you don't only just withdraw.
Mm-hmm.
With us, you can also send. We also help them with sending. For example, you have money cash and you want to send someone an e-wallet.
Yeah.
We also do provide them with that service.
Oh, so in other words, you're a bank basically.
Yes, I am actually the bank.
Yes.
Yeah.
And, we seem to have lost our guest there. We'll be in touch with him in just a moment. But it was good to hear from our guest Simpson about the impact that Cash Plus has had. And, let's try to get in touch with him once more. We'll be right back on the other side of this.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Yes, Mr. Simpson, are you back with us?
Yes, I'm back, sir.
Yes, okay. So we were talking about the impact that Cash Plus is having in the community and how you are essentially acting as a bank in yourself. How has this impacted your retail business now? Speaking of your retail business, do you think being a Cash Plus agent has boosted your own business?
Yes, 100%. It has boosted in a way whereby with the commission that we earn,
mm-hmm.
you can now also boost your business with that only. And then as customers come,
yeah,
here and there they also buy.
Mm.
Here and there they also buy. And also knowing that now this customer, when maybe, for example, if a PIN has expired,
yeah,
this person now has to buy a recharge,
mm-hmm.
which most of the times they will buy it from the shop where they are withdrawing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, yeah, it did. It will be selfish of me not to say that it did boost my business.
Yeah, most definitely. I mean, and that's what we want. We want our Namibian businesses to thrive.
Yeah.
And as you're speaking, you know, I'm hearing you say that a lot of people are coming to your establishment to withdraw money. A question that just popped up in my mind is now the sort of, I don't know if I can say an issue of security, perhaps. I'd assume that now you are, in a way, acting as a bank, is there added concern of security that, you know, you are keeping this much cash on your premises?
Yes, that's a big concern though, but then most of the times, like for me, I know the days where the busy days.
Yeah.
And the less busy days.
Mm-hmm.
So on busy days, we already know that even if I bring how much, it will not last.
Yeah.
And then the less busiest days, we know already we don't need to have this much cash.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's one of the safety concerns that I have. But then safety as a whole, you know, you can't really predict that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so yeah, in another way, that's the only way I keep myself safe.
Yeah, 100%. And in the process of becoming a Cash Plus agent, is there like a training or something you have to go through? Does FNB like coach you on certain things, or is it just you apply and then you become a Cash Plus agent?
That thing is really, 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 really easy.
Yeah,
it's very easy. Yeah, but they do give you a training. For me, it was more easier because I already had this training when I was at work.
Yeah.
So for me, it was an advantage. For someone who's just starting, yes, they do. It's because when you apply, there's an agent that comes to you. That will come and check your shop.
Mm-hmm.
It will come and check your shops. That's why I said you must have a premises of selling.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. You should be able to be selling something.
Okay.
Yes, and but then there's always an agent that comes to you, and once your request has been approved, they will show you mm-hmm. like, no, this is because you need a phone.
Mm-hmm.
This is a phone. You go in here. You put in your login details because you also have login details.
Mm-hmm.
You put in your login details. This is how you withdraw. This is how you deposit.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, from there on, you are on your own.
Yeah.
Yes.
And since you've now been a Cash Plus agent, what's been, on a personal level, what's been your, how can I say, I guess your favorite part about being a Cash Plus agent, besides now the nice commission?
No, definitely, for me, I'm a person that likes helping people.
Yeah.
I'm a person that likes, for you to be in this Cash Plus business for long, you should also be able to know how to handle pressure.
Mm-hmm.
Handle pressure, be a person of a person that likes people.
Mm-hmm.
And also just because I'm telling you, it gets hectic.
Yeah.
Especially month end, you also shouldn't be a person that gets angry too fast.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because imagine now, if an ATM was speaking, if an ATM was a person,
yeah,
I'm telling you that most of the ATMs would be, would not want to give people money. Because
yeah,
imagine, we are in the community.
Mm-hmm.
Like in the community where I am, there's so many bars. So now you should understand that we are dealing with drunk people, you know. We are dealing with drunk people. You need to be able to accommodate anybody in any situation.
Yeah,
so
sorry to cut you off. Does it mean you run 24/7 or do you have operating hours as well?
I do have operating hours. It's 8 to 8.
Okay.
But then like on month end, you know, there's always that brother who will come late, and then, you know, we don't have to send him away.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
We'll always be able to help him, mm-hmm. you know, but just sometimes we'll send him away just for him to know the time.
Yeah.
You know? But then there are also times that we'll always help them.
Exactly.
You know? Somebody will come and say, no, I need to go to the hospital right now. Please, I know it's late, mm-hmm. but please just help me.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. So we, but our times is from 8 to 8.
Okay.
Yes.
And so, I mean, you've been a business owner before, but has being a Cash Plus agent, would you say that has improved your overall business skills?
Or your definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely, because you see now you people come with so many problems.
Mm-hmm.
Being a Cash Plus agent is not just you giving money and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
There are people that comes to you and does not even know how to request a PIN.
Oh, really?
You know? Yes.
So you are teaching definitely. People as you are providing financial literacy in a way also.
Yes, you are also teaching people, and not only that. Some people might even ask you questions beyond just Cash Plus.
Yeah.
For example, how do I get so many people that want to transfer money from their savings pocket,
mm-hmm.
from their savings pocket and all this. And for me now, knowing, having all this knowledge, I will definitely help them,
yeah.
you know? Yeah, so it actually did.
Yeah, no, that's fantastic. And to any other business owners out there, what advice do you have to give to them in regards to Cash Plus?
Yeah, Cash Plus. For me, as a Cash Plus agent,
yeah,
Cash Plus. It needs a lot of funds. That's the first thing that I will tell you.
Mm-hmm.
One thing you should understand, that the only thing the bank gave us is the system.
Okay.
You know. The only thing that the bank gave us is the system. So basically, the money is yours,
mm-hmm.
the phone is yours, the premises is yours, and if anything happens to you, the bank won't be held responsible.
Yeah.
You know. So before you can think of becoming a Cash Plus agent, you should go in full hearted. You should be willing to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't just go in with the mind of no, I'll get commission or I will, you know, because things do get tough.
Mm-hmm.
There are times that you need to go and withdraw money there are times that you need to go and withdraw money,
mm-hmm.
you know, whereby there's bank charges.
Yeah.
You know, so for anyone out there that wants to go into Cash Plus, you need to be willing to do all these sacrifices.
Yeah.
Sacrifices of going to look for money, because now for you to keep up, there are some days that people are only depositing. When people are only depositing, that means you need to have a lot of money into your account,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
which later on a later stage, you will have to go and deposit that money. Because when it becomes too much, and remember, you don't really have a limit to how much you can deposit.
Okay.
You can deposit as much as it's possible,
mm-hmm.
you know, according to how much money you have, you know.
Yeah.
So that's the only advice I have for someone. If you want to become a cash plus agent, there's so much challenges.
Mm-hmm.
One being, you need money. And you know, money comes with all its risk.
Exactly.
Some people say money smells, you know?
Yeah.
Money smells. So, sometimes you might find yourself in other problems whereby maybe you are robbed or whatsoever,
mm-hmm.
you know? And just like I mentioned, the bank in the contract says they won't be held responsible for anything.
Yeah.
You know? I don't know if that has changed though. Because maybe if it has changed, maybe somebody will come and clarify on that.
Mm-hmm.
But then, when I started, that's one of the things which was in the contract,
mm-hmm.
that you won't be held responsible for anything mm-hmm. that happens to you, you know, after this. So if one wants to become a cash plus agent, basically what I'm saying is that you need to be, you should do it willingly. You shouldn't only do it because, no, I will get commission. And also commission, it also depends how long you are into it. And for you to make money on commission, you need to make more withdrawals, more deposits. You know, you might become a cash plus agent today
mm-hmm.
and only get maybe 500 at the end of the month,
mm-hmm.
you know, after working the whole month,
yeah.
which is not even enough maybe for your rent,
yeah.
if you are renting,
yeah.
you know.
Yeah.
So you should be considerate of all these things. You won't only start having 50,000 K per month as a cash plus agent, you know?
Yeah.
And that's what most of the people who are now joining cash plus are thinking of, you know?
That it's a quick money thing.
Yeah, because he will think that it's a quick money thing,
mm-hmm.
you know? First of all, you will be bringing money into your shop. Because mind you, whatever your shop is making will not be sufficient for your customers once they become a lot.
Yeah.
You remember, if now you, maybe for example, your shop only makes 3,000 a day.
Yeah.
That's already, that money can be withdrawn by one person.
Exactly.
You know, can be withdrawn by one person or by 10 people only. If you now decide that you will tell people that no, I'm only giving from 200 down or from how much up,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
Because I know there are some other businesses that does that, whereby you go to a place, you want to withdraw 2,000, and they tell you, no, you can only withdraw 500.
Oh, so you can set your own limit.
You can set your own limit, because at the end of the day, it's you who's dealing with all these people, and also depending on the availability of the money you have.
Yeah.
But imagine now if you only have 5,000 and you have a queue of maybe 30 people. At the end of the day, you also want to satisfy everyone, you know?
Exactly.
You also want to satisfy everyone.
Mm-hmm.
So you set a limit and say, no, today I'm only giving 300. I'm only helping anyone that wants to withdraw 300 down. If you want to withdraw 600, go maybe to the nearest cash plus agent or go to the nearest ATM or, you know, but also just say it in a polite way, because these people might feel offended.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Because one thing that customers think, they think the bank gave us money that you just need to come and give out there.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. To be honest, before I spoke to you, I thought that's how it works also, that each month the bank gives you a certain amount of money that you are then dispersing to the customers.
Definitely not.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm here to set the record straight.
Yeah, I'm glad you did.
No. We don't get money from the bank. Just like I said in the first, at first that the only thing the bank gave us is the system.
Mm-hmm.
The phone, you buy your own phone.
Mm-hmm.
You know? When you start, you buy your own phone, whatever phone it is. If you need data, you buy your own data.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not on the bank. It's on you.
Yeah.
As a owner. You know.
Mm-hmm.
If you have to pay rent, it's on you. You know.
Yeah.
You don't need to wait for the commission to come in. And also one thing that if you are also joining, you should also understand that sometimes commission comes in late.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It does not really have a specific date. That no, it only comes on the 1st of January or the 1st of each and every month. No, it doesn't work like that.
Yeah.
You know, you should also bear in mind all these things. I'm saying all these things so that when one thinks of cash class, they shouldn't just think that, no, I'm going to make money.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's not only about that. There's so much that needs to come from you as a business owner.
Mm-hmm.
You know? You need to make sure that your money is protected. You need to make sure that you have money. Because when money finishes, those customers won't leave your shop. You know?
Yeah.
They won't leave your shop. They will tell you, make a plan.
Mm-hmm.
And just like I said, they will think that you just don't want to give them money that the bank gave you to help them.
Exactly.
You know? Yeah, but that's not how it works. You as the owner of the business needs to have money.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, need to have money. Whatever amount of money you need to have it. Whether it's 1,000, whether it's 2,000, whether it's 3,000, whether it's 5,000, whether it's 1,000,000,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You need to have it. Cause, like for me, I have a lot of customers. You know? Yes, a lot of customers.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So, there's no way that I should not have money.
Yeah.
I should have money.
Yeah.
Whether whatever plan that I will make, even if it means that this plan, I will have to bring out more, it will cost me, I'll have to do it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So anyone out there that wants to become a Cash Plus agent, you should consider all these facts, that the bank will not give you money, the bank won't give you a cell phone, sometimes commission comes in late, and it's not a fast money-making thing.
Yeah.
You should consider all those four things.
Mm-hmm.
Once you have considered them and know that you really still want to do this,
mm-hmm.
go for it. And then now you need to have a business which is registered, which is a 1 year with FNB,
mm-hmm.
which is a 1 year with FNB. And then also you need to have a premises, a business premises.
A physical place.
A physical place.
Yeah.
Where people will be coming.
Yeah.
Yes.
Now, Mr. Simpson, as we wrap up here, I want to take it back to the beginning a bit, because you said this service was sort of being tested on you when you were still working at the bank. What was it about Cash Plus that was being told to you or that was being explained to you that made you say no? When I opened my retail shop, I want to become a Cash Plus agent.
To be honest with you, ne?
Mm-hmm.
What really changed my mind and made me wanna become a cash class agent.
Yeah.
I also thought it's a fast money making thing.
Yeah.
And also secondly, I had a challenge to deposit, because I'm also into prepaid business. Whereby mm-hmm. people can buy electricity,
mm-hmm.
Buy recharges and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So to me, it was a challenge to go and deposit this money.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought like, okay, if I become a Cash Plus agent, I don't need to go and deposit money, because clients will just come, withdraw the money, and that money goes directly into my account, which now I can also top up onto my machine.
Yeah.
And still sell my recharges and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
So those were one of, it's firstly prepaid, because now I used to use a lot of taxi money on depositing.
Yeah.
The moment the money finishes on my prepaid machine, I'll now have to go to the bank to go and deposit.
Mm-hmm.
To go and deposit this money into that machine's account.
Yeah.
But for now, it's very much easier, because what I need to do, I just need to have people that are withdrawing. Once the people withdraw, the money gets off from his wallet into my account.
Mm-hmm.
Once it gets into my account, I can now do whatever I want with that money, because it's mine.
Mm-hmm.
You see? Yeah, so that's one of the reasons why I joined this.
No, it makes sense. It makes sense. So, Simpson, is there, before I let you go, is there any last words you'd like to leave with the listeners this evening?
Any last word that I would want to say out there to the listeners is, one day if you want to start a business.
Yeah.
If you want to start a business, the moment you think about it, do it. Mm-hmm. That's the right time.
Yeah.
The moment you think about it, just do it.
Precisely.
It's not gonna be easy. It's not gonna be easy.
Mm-hmm.
But still do it. Taking a leap of faith.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
Already just having an idea of starting a business, it already takes a lot.
Yeah.
That alone is already a leap of faith.
100%.
Yes. So whatever you want to do, if you think about something, if you want to start a business, if you want to do something, just do it. They always say the first thought counts.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yes, most definitely. Mr. Simpson, thank you very much for your time this evening, for joining us here on Financially Included.
Thank you very much, sir.
And, this call will be recorded.
We wish you
the call is no longer being recorded.
We wish
you
the best.
Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you.
Wish you the best. I know from here on you'll also want to become a cashless agent.
Yes.
With all the insights that I've given you,
mm-hmm.
you know exactly that if I want to become a cashless agent, the bank won't give me money, but I will have to provide my own cash.
Yeah, no, now I know exactly what to do and what it means to be a cash plus agent.
100%.
Thank you.
Enjoy your evening, sir.
You as well.
Thank you for having me.
No problem. Yes, that was Mr. Simpson Philippus speaking to us there. A F&B cash plus agent giving us his testimony, essentially, into what it means to become a cash plus agent, his experience as a cash plus agent. He's been a cash plus agent basically since his business opened up in COVID, as he shared there with us. Shared with us the benefits of becoming a cash plus agent, cleared up some of the misconceptions that even I had in regards to becoming a cash plus agent and what this cash plus service means, what it represents, how it operates as well. So thanks to Mr. Simpson there for giving us some great insight, a great interview, answering our questions excellently. And hope that encourages more listeners out there, more business owners out there, more SME owners out there to become Cash Plus agents, not only for themselves, but what I really enjoyed from listening to Mr. Simpson was about the community impact it has of him being a Cash Plus agent. You know, he says sometimes the line is around the block simply to access these financial services. And that is what the purpose of this show is, to hear from the likes of Simpson and to hear about how services like Cash Plus are helping not only him become, you know, an active member in the financial inclusion conversation, but he is now a facilitator of financial inclusion of the people in his community. You know, as he said, people are using him as an agent to send money, to withdraw money, to even receive money from other people. So it's a great initiative, a great product that F&B has developed and implemented into the communities and allowed people to make use of this service. Now, as usual, if you'd like to chime in, the line in the studio is 0832-888-401. That's 0832-888-401 here on Financially Included, where money meets access. And Mr. Simpson, I think today was an embodiment of that slogan of where money meets access. He was both, in a way you can say, he was both the money and the access. And he was giving both money and access to members of his community. So great insight there from Mr. Simpson. And, on Monday, we will continue this conversation as well with more conversations on this product and how it fosters financial inclusion. Now, on the other side of this, we will slowly wrap up the conversation
and preview what we are going to chat about next week. Briefly chat a bit more about the Cash Plus, go into detail of exactly what it is. And some of the, I was actually able to find some statistics regarding Cash Plus. So we'll be back on the other side of this, a brief commercial break.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye. No.
You are now tuned into Financially Included, where money meets access. Proudly brought to you by FNB Namibia.
Welcome back to Financially Included. I am your host, Hendy, for the evening. I'll be with you for another 18 or so minutes until we hand over to our team in Ondangwa for Omutuma. But we are talking about Cash Plus. If you are just tuning in, we had a business owner, Mr. Simpson Philippus, talking to us about his experience of being a Cash Plus agent as a business owner. And he gave us some great insight into the benefits of being a Cash Plus agent, as well as he was very candid as well in terms of some of the challenges that come along with being a Cash Plus agent, and cleared up some misconceptions that, truthfully speaking, that even I had. So I'm very glad we had Mr. Simpson on. He pretty much told us exactly what this product is from an agent perspective. And as he said, it allows customers and even non-F&B customers to withdraw or deposit cash on F&B accounts at a Cash Plus merchant simply by using an OTP. And some of the transactions that can occur are cash withdrawals, e-wallets, and cash deposits. And For the cardless cash and e-wallet withdrawals, you will need to perform the transactions on the F&B app or via cell phone banking to receive the OTP. You simply give the OTP to the cashier for assistance. And another thing that Mr. Simpson highlighted that I didn't consider at all is how being a Cash Plus agent actually is educating people as well. As he said, people come up to him and say, I don't really know how to operate this OTP thing. I don't know how to operate the cell phone banking thing. Can you please help me? So, you know, after visiting Mr. Simpson, that is now one more person that is now digitally literate, in a way I can say, in how to use cell phone banking. And that is, as we heard from Cecilia and as we heard from Nesta in the previous editions of Financially Included, is that digital literacy is a very big, very big component, especially as, you know, as technology continues to develop, as we continue to develop as a nation on all fronts. Being able to use digital tools is a big component in becoming or in fostering financial inclusion. So Nesta explained to us how simply him being a Cash Plus agent, he has now become not only a source of funds, not only giving people access to money, but he's now become a teacher. In a way, teaching financial literacy, you know, because in today's world, knowing how to use some of these digital tools is part of being financially literate. And And a simple rundown of how Cash Plus works. To withdraw cash from an F&B account at a Cash Plus enabled store, so someone like Mr. Simpson, you simply request an OTP using cell phone banking or the F&B app. You give the OTP to the cashier, and the cashier processes the transaction and hands you your money, and you are on your way to spend, or to utilize rather, your money in whichever way you intended. And you can also withdraw cash from your e-wallet at the Cash Plus enabled store. Simply request again the OTP using your cell phone banking or the F&B app. Give it to the cashier and your funds will be processed and you can get your cash. And to deposit cash at an F&B account at the Cash Plus enabled store, there's two methods of depositing. Eagle FM, good evening. Do call back if you'd like to chime in once more. We have around 13 minutes left. 0832-888-401. That's 0832-888-401. I was going through how to deposit. The first method of depositing is you request for a deposit OTP via the cell phone banking. You give the money you wish to deposit and the OTP to the cashier. The cashier processes your transaction and the deposited amount will reflect on your account immediately. You'll be able to see it on your phone. You most likely get a notification as soon as that occurs. And then the second method is you give the money you want to deposit to the cashier. The cashier processes the transaction and you'll receive details with the OTP to confirm the transaction. You give the cashier the OTP to finalize the transaction, and then the deposited amount will reflect on your account immediately as well. And as we highlighted, Cash Plus, from a customer perspective, there's an element of convenience. The convenience of proximity. You don't have to, one, travel long distances, and then once you do travel these long distances, you don't have to wait, you know, for however long it is that we traditionally wait in banks, especially a month end, as Simpson was highlighting, month end in a bank. And I mean, it's to no fault of the bank. We simply want to access funds all at the same time sometimes, then Cash Plus eliminates some of that waiting time. And another thing is the banking hour. Simpson said he operates 8 to 8, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. And in special cases, he allows people to go past 8 p.m. And as we know, banks are usually 8 to 5, 8 to 4, sometimes 8 to 3. And, you know, a lot of people at work sometimes, you know, can't take off or can't leave their workstations to access certain financial services. And so the likes of Simpson, I'm sure there's some that operate even beyond those hours. Some probably operate, you know, probably like a 8 to 11 or 8 to 10 p.m. kind of hours. Giving access to people at all times of the day, essentially. And also another benefit is you pay a flat fee of $10 on any account. So no matter what, the only fee you're going to pay is $10. And as a merchant, now from the perspective of Simpson, the benefits are you get reduced cash deposit fees, increased sales like Simpson highlighted. He didn't shy away from the fact that being a Cash Plus agent has boosted his sales. And you have a reduced cash handling risk. And you receive, according to the F&B website, you actually receive 20% commission. I didn't want to ask Simpson because I felt like there was a kind of a, you know, invading on his finances. But according to to FNB here, the merchant receives a 20% commission of the withdrawal fee, which is more than a decent commission, right? And a small statistic that I managed to see regarding Cash Plus was that according to the head of transactional banking, in a statement he once said that, you know, that the service is growing in Namibia, and this was in 2023. He said there was annual growth of 44%, and they reached over 100 million Namibian dollars in value just for December 2023 alone. So clearly, this is it's been a successful initiative that Namibians are making use of. And I hope as a result of today, more of us will make use of this service. It's a convenient service. And continue to become financially included here on Financially Included, Where Money Meets Access, brought to us by FNB Namibia. And in a few moments, we'll wrap up the conversation and hand over to our team in Ondangwa. We'll have about a few more minutes to give you guys the opportunity to call in. Perhaps you have experience as being a Cash Plus agent or making use of Cash Plus in a retail store, convenience store. So do chime in. 083-288-4001. Now on the other side of this, we will be right back.
You are now tuned into Financially Included, where money meets access. Proudly brought to you by FNB Namibia.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in parliament, let me not take up my Katatura menace.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the
eye.
You are now tuned into Financially Included, where money meets access. Proudly brought to you by FNB Namibia.
Welcome back to Financially Included as we wrap up here today on Financially Included, where money meets access, every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday live on Eagle FM from 6 to 7 p.m. And on Monday, we will be chatting to one of the bankers that deals with the Cash Plus agents. So we'll hear about Cash Plus from the provider perspective, essentially. And I continue to hear about this great service. Now, before I hand over, it seems that we do have a caller on the line. Eagle FM, good evening. Do call back before I hand over to Ondangwa. I'm not sure what's going on this evening. Maybe the airtime is not so good today. But do call back. We would like to chat, hear about your experience. With Cash Plus, or if this is your very first time hearing about Cash Plus, your thoughts on the service. I learned a lot from Mr. Simpson. As I said, he cleared up a lot for me. Made it very clear as to what the service is. And this has been another edition of Financially Included. We will be back on Monday at 6 p.m. live on Eagle FM to keep talking about financial inclusion. Hope you guys have a great weekend. And don't forget, this is in the lead up to the Alliance for Financial Inclusion Global Policy Forum happening in Sokomwenda from the 2nd to the 5th of September, being co-hosted by the Bank of Namibia and, of course, one of the several stakeholders or partners of this forum, making it possible for Namibia to be a fantastic host, is none other than FNB Namibia. And that was what we had for you today. I was your host, Hende, for the evening. We'll be back on Monday, same time, same place, on Financially Included, where money meets access.
This has been another edition of Financially Included, where money meets access. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 6 p.m. live on Eagle FM. Financially Included is brought to you by FNB Namibia.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM, the eye.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts or previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Great news! Imba just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Imba? Get all exclusive features for just 36 Namibian dollars a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything Imba has to offer at an unbeatable price. Imba, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud. So
not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia Namibia has not achieved in the past. Mm. And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye. Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
So not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM.
Omutiha would take it off a guna, e matina omjo. Chicago Shafasanana, longishifa, ya, she became Moshiwana. E moyao, or tango got his amweni. Anagashifa, yanamibia, on bitom banawa, or onjika. Seithanina, Omeaguro, Nidanitoma, yue, youngishifa, yokupira, mo, ikelefem, media house. Go 20 meha, uka kombanga nina. Kara omkwashi pareki, we mopo, yo mo programma detu. Moambo, dengera selma, kodara heta tuimu. Datunda tu, heari hamano tano, o niaj. Ikele FM, the eye.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.